way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
I know exactly what you're going to do.
Wait, I embraced the microphone.
Yeah, you grabbed it.
Like a rock star. Sorry. I'm a rock star.
I know.
In my dreams.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You've never dreamt of being a rock star?
No, you're right. I haven't.
No musical aspirations whatsoever.
I'm terrible.
Well, it doesn't mean you're terrible. It's just not your thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
But we digress. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
And welcome to another episode of the Antisocial Isolation Podcast. Joe loves when I do that.
It's becoming a thing, unfortunately. I'm sure.
Hey, you could do the introduction, but
it is worse as much as me, but.
Anyways, with your hosts, your charming host, Joseph.
Oh. And the beautiful and vivacious Carol.
Vivacious?
Carol. Yes. Vivacious. I don't even know. I know that's an adjective. It probably doesn't describe you.
Of all the things out there, I probably wouldn't have picked that, but all right.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounded good.
Do you even know me?
I don't know sometimes, honestly.
Clearly.
You're doing some weird shit. You are. What?
Do you have any allergies?
Yes.
You do?
Any other questions?
Would you care to share them or not?
I'm allergic to penicillin.
Penicillin, huh?
Yeah, and something else. Can't remember. Was it a sulfide one? Antibiotic that they gave me? But anyway, yeah, penicillin for sure since I was a kid.
Gotcha.
How about you?
The only thing I'm really allergic to is sulfa drugs. I get hives. But other than that, medication-wise, I'm all right.
Beehives?
I get seasonal allergies, and those really suck. But other than that, nothing major.
That's good.
Yeah, not bad. Not like some people, because some people are allergic to like shellfish and shrimp and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, which is okay.
Well, it's unfortunate for them, because the FDA has put out a warning that they can't eat cicadas.
Why does anybody have to put out a warning about eating cicadas?
Because
what?
Somebody's eating them, clearly.
Why would you eat a cicada, though? I don't get it.
Why do people eat all kinds of weird shit?
I saw one in our yard.
Did you?
Yeah.
Just one? That's weird. Aren't they supposed to just travel in like packs?
Well, it depends on where you are regionally, I believe.
So like do only the loners come to New York?
Yeah. The guys get kicked out of the gang.
Cool. Gotcha.
Go to Buffalo, nerd.
Apparently, cicadas, they share some sort of a family relation to shrimp and lobsters.
So they're crustaceans.
I guess.
With wings.
To some extent.
They're flying lobsters.
Yeah. So don't eat them.
Duly noted.
Yeah. I guess there's a video somebody out there has put out how to like cook and prepare them and that kind of thing.
God.
Yeah, I don't know. I suppose if
you're like
broke.
Bear Grylls and you're on an outdoor adventure where you don't have any food you packed and you need something, I'm sure it's a source of protein or something, right?
I guess.
Let's ask our guest, John Cicada, 80s singer.
You're so old.
I couldn't.
So
no,
old.
You know what? Maybe, but I bet you could name one of his songs, and I can't. I have no idea what he's saying, but I bet you.
I don't have any idea.
You do too.
I don't.
You had his greatest hits CD before we threw out all the CDs.
What are you talking about?
I swear you did.
You might be getting me confused with your first wife.
No,
I don't even know who this person
I'm
is.
I'm literally making this up. No, I don't know if there's even a John Cicada greatest hits, if he had that many songs to warrant such an achievement.
Was he in Warrant?
He was. He was the original singer of Warrant, and they replaced him with Janie Lane.
Oh, okay.
Who then died of diabetes, and he's actually back in the band.
He died of diabetes, he's back in the band?
No, John Cicada didn't. The singer Warrant did. That part's true, I think. You can Google that.
I'm not Googling it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
We got to go see a movie.
First
time seeing a movie, at least for me, probably a little bit longer for you, but since The Rise of Skywalker, which was December of 2019. You say you don't know what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway, we went to go see A Quiet Place too.
Yeah, we did. It was a good
Not many
flick.
People in the theater.
No.
But here's...
But we were also at like a Saturday matinee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or,
yeah,
it was
Monday?
Yeah. Monday? Yeah, Monday. It was Monday because of Memorial Day. Yeah.
But here, if you're listening and you're local, go to a matinee and just hang out outside the theater until like there's a few people in line for the concessions. Because
no, we don't want to put this out there. This
then,
the particular theater we went to.
I'm not saying
was
which theater
it was.
Staffed,
yes.
But we walked in and you bought them on Fandango, I'm assuming, right? The tickets? Or online somehow?
I bought them online, yes.
Okay. We just walked right into the theater. Nobody stopped us or asked
there was
for
no
tickets
ticket
or anything like that. No. We walked in the doors and into the theater.
Yep.
But we legit paid. We didn't scam.
No, we
scam.
Yeah, we looked for somebody, but there was nothing happening. But it was a good movie.
Very good movie.
Much
yeah.
of it filmed right here in Western New York.
That's right.
So that was kind of cool to see a lot
recognized
of things
a
you
couple
could
of
recognize.
Sites. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty cool. It was it a good really movie was. Though. Really good. Hard to maybe top that first one because the first one was really good. But you think this was equally?
I would say
as
it was
good.
Equal.
Yeah.
Or pretty close to it. The yeah. first one was pretty awesome,
yeah.
but.
But it's tough to follow up an original movie like that
right.
with a sequel and still do it really well. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, John Krasinski.
Well, it was hard because, you know, sorry, spoiler for anyone who didn't see it. He dies in the first one.
Yes, he
so.
Does.
Not much of him in the second one.
Yeah. But they do show in like the trailers even, they show his face in there. So it's like, it's. I don't think people will be surprised that he's in it. Speaking of actors, Kevin Spacey's back in a movie. You may recall he, I think he fled the country.
Yeah, when he was
after he was accused of sexually assaulting
young
men.
Boys.
Yeah, underage boys maybe were they?
Or yeah, just, I'll say underage because they weren't. It wasn't like pedophilia. They weren't like
yeah,
little boys.
Like 16, 17 year old kids maybe. I don't know. It's still gross. But, he's it's an Italian film and people are outraged over this because here he is, you know, kind of. Waiting all this stuff out, he was going to get charged, all this kind of shit. So, but he's in this movie where he's playing a cop. Fine. He's playing a cop investigating a man wrongfully accused of sexually abusing children.
Oh, poor choice.
Yeah.
Poor choice.
How arrogant do you have to be? Just, oh my God.
Yeah,
how do you not
just steer clear of all that?
I read the script. It's a great script, guys. I think you guys knocked it out of the park. But
here, let me change it a little bit.
This is not
you.
The role for me. Okay, this is not the time.
He actually started out as a subject matter expert. He
yeah,
was just
right.
supposed to be a consulting on the.
He was consulting,
the movie.
And they're like, "Hey, you're an actor, and you know a lot about this. What do you say?
You want to take part?"
Yeah, that's hilarious to me, though. Finally, comes out of the woodwork. I'm going to play a cop investigating me. Basically.
That's terrible.
I know.
It really is.
So silly.
It's so awful.
I need to develop this somehow. And maybe it can be a segment on here at some point. Maybe not. Maybe nothing. But or a joke sometime for some stand-up thing. I think midlife ISIS has potential. I really
no.
do. It does. You go through the... All the things that men go through on their midlife crisis and find comparables to the Islamic State over there. I think midlife ISIS has potential. That's all I'm going to say about it right now. More to come.
You should probably let that one die.
Nope.
There's not anything
should
funny.
Kill it in a caliphate, are you saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A fatwa?
Farquad?
I think that's what. Farquad, yes. Lord Farquad. Lord Albert in a can. Prince Albert in a can. Prince Charles? Charles de Gaulle?
Prince Charming.
So anyway, that's it. Midlife ISIS. I'm done. For now. To be continued.
Yeah, you should let that one die.
No. Dude, my mom sent me this thing. As you know, and as our listeners know, because it's been discussed here before, I am a minority. wait, what? Why are you laughing?
You're not a minority.
I'm a minority.
No.
I am.
Your pinky toe is a minority.
Saying I got black toe.
Bread toe.
But I am. I am part Cherokee Indian. And I have been for quite a while registered with the Cherokee Nation as a
citizen. Like your whole life, pretty much.
No,
yeah.
No, it wasn't until I was in my 20s. Because my grandfather had to trace back all the lineage, and then he had to
Well, you've always been part Cherokee.
Yeah, but I always say I'm registered as a citizen of the Cherokee Nation.
Gotcha.
Since then.
All right.
And I'm also registered with the federal government, the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Sweet. All good, right? I don't take advantage of, you know, I don't do anything with my minority status, but I could. However, this one I am because the Cherokee Nation is kind of handing out incentive checks to the Cherokee citizens above and beyond what anybody may have gotten from the federal government of the United States.
Gotcha.
So as things look, I'm going to get another $2,000 incentive check from the Cherokee Nation.
I see.
That's pretty exciting.
It's exciting for our bank account,
I guess.
It's
exciting for our debt, you mean? What do you mean our bank account? Oh, God.
Yep. I don't know if it's going to go that far, but, you know.
It's going to keep me up at night, I think. On a similar note, too, I won't say where or what or anything, but I'm starting a new job in a few weeks. And I will be making a good chunk more, which is very exciting.
It is.
Because I used to make a great, great chunk more. And then things went downhill. But I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my $2,000 Cherokee check. I'm going to be making more money.
You're making bank, bro.
I'm going to get ass. And in three more payments, the loan we got 4 years ago to get the house painted and get glass block windows is paid off as well.
All right.
This is awesome. We can start paying off other stuff.
No. Someday.
I know. These are adult things. You know, it's what happens. This is what you have to worry about in life.
No. None of this. Anything in the next couple of years doesn't matter. It's not until those boys in college are, you know, done with college.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I know.
Once they're set on their way.
Yes. True.
You know. And being that they're so close together, it's just the way it is, man.
Yep.
That's all right. We're all right.
So I might have something super exciting planned. Not super exciting, different planned for an upcoming podcast. I can't talk about it because I don't know who listens to this.
Yeah,
really.
You shouldn't. You got to keep everything under wraps. But, hushy, hushy.
There might be an opportunity for me to have a very special guest or two on the podcast. And we'll see. I think I can make it happen. And these guests would, they are not people who would normally even listen to podcasts. So it should be exciting. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for the mystery guest.
Or guests.
Or guests.
Could be
guestesses. It could be a him or a her. It could be a they, a them.
Could be a zimzer.
Za.
Could be
pizza. What?
Pizza.
Pizza?
Our next door neighbor, Pete, is a za. That's how he identifies.
Who knew?
Pizza. Well, I knew.
Well, it's because you talk to neighbors more than I do.
I don't really talk to them.
You, if you talk to them at all, you talk to them more than I do. I am the neighbor that just waves over the fence.
That's what happens for the most part.
Hi, how are you?
Maybe like once every other month I talk to Pete.
Yeah, that's...
And I talked to our other neighbor over here this weekend when I was doing yard work, because I just made a comment. I go, is it me or are there more of these fucking helicopters this year ever? Because we were both out doing yard cleanup almost, you know, exclusively to clean up those stupid helicopters that are everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the latest on this MyPillow guy? Mike Lindell? This guy's like...
He's
bonkaroos.
Wacko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like...
But I can't remember. I'll answer
well,
the question.
Well, I mean, it's
no.
It's nothing too crazy. It just goes along with everything that's been happening since, you know, the election and everything with him. That one, he's suing the manufacturers, is it Dominion and somebody else, of those voting machines, saying that they conspired or, you know, colluded.
For real.
Collusion. To turn the election over to Biden. Great.
All right.
He's also starting something where there's this, you know, on the, I don't know if it's the QAnon, but it's the Trumpists and all these weird people that There's a, the latest thing is that Trump's going to return to office in August. I don't know. There's not a lot to it, but
I see.
That's the word on the street with those
that's
people.
Word on the
and
street.
That, you know, with these audits, I think there's an audit going on. I know there's one, I believe, in Arizona, but I think another state too. I don't know if it's Georgia or wherever, but there are audits going on of the, you know, 2020 presidential election. And based on all that, the MyPillow guy is predicting a return to the White House for Donald John Trump in August of this year.
August. A
couple months away.
All right.
It's going to be an exciting time in America when that happens, because that guy's not been wrong about anything yet. He's nailed it. He is. He's a cleanup hitter, man. He's batting 1,000. It's great. Fucking weirdo.
He came up with MyPillow.
Yeah, he's still in business, surprisingly, too. They really tried to cancel his ass, but people are like, I hate his stance, but goddamn, that's a good pillow.
Yeah.
They're in a lot of hotels and shit, too. So
yeah, nobody cares if it's a wacko, as long as you make a good pillow.
All right.
Good pillows are hard to find.
True.
Which is why I have used the same pillow for, like, I don't know, 12 years now?
Has it been that long?
It's been a long time.
That was the one you got as a gift, right?
Yeah.
The memory foam-ish one? Is it memory foam? Yeah.
Because remember, I used to have neck issues.
Yeah.
And the pillow made all the difference.
It sure did. Maybe it's a MyPillow and we just don't know it.
No, it's not.
Mm.
MyPillows have chunks of pillow inside.
Maybe they make different kinds.
No, they don't. Get with it. Jesus. How do you not even know what a MyPillow is about?
Well, because it's your pillow and not MyPillow that we're talking about. Boom.
Ugh.
Ugh, is right. One of these dogs farted. Dude.
What?
I was sitting downstairs before you came home and Hank was laying down on the floor in front of my chair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there, all of a sudden I hear a... I'm like, that was a dog fart, I bet. I wasn't sure.
Mm.
But about a minute later, it was followed up by a type sound. And Hank jumped up to look at his butt.
Oops.
It sounded like an old man fart. It was very impressive. Which I guess I would expect. He's a giant dog. He probably shits like a primate. Or farts
might,
like
an... That might... I may have played a part
What
in
did
that.
You give them?
I got lazy today when it was lunchtime, and when I grabbed the scooper, he was starting to run low on the puppy food.
You gave him the old dog food?
I gave him some of the old man dog food.
Oh.
But it was only, I mean, it's lunch, so he doesn't get the full big scoop for lunch. It's kind of like a little midday snack that he gets.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
So it was only like, you know, one cup of food.
Yeah, I just got up and walked away because I knew it was going to reek. I walked into the kitchen from the living room. Like, I'm not even going to attempt to inhale any of the butt gas that just came out of that giant beast.
Speaking of grossness.
Oh, all right.
Did you know that whale vomit is used in the makings of perfumes and fragrances?
Whale vomit? Are you sure about that?
Yes, vomit from the
not
from
whale
the sperm,
fat, not...
No, from the sperm whale, specifically.
Specifically?
Yes. It's called ambergris.
And why did they use this for perfume?
Well, I should say, I think in the U.S., it has been banned.
No, thank God, you know.
Well, because I think it's like a endangered species, something like
that. It's the animal's puke. Well, there's nothing endangered about collecting puke.
Well, it's a solid form. But anyways, there's a group of, are they Menin? They're from Yemen. So the Yemenites?
Yemenites.
Yeah, well, they were fishermen.
Menentites.
They were Menentites, or Mennonites, if they were, you know,
okay.
That portion. But, they were, you know, out fishing, and they found a dead one, a dead sperm whale. And they could tell by the way it smelled that this was a good score.
I see.
So they dragged the sperm whale onto shore. And sure enough, they found, I think it was like 280 pounds worth of this ambergris inside the whale.
Of future puke. Basically.
Yes, it's some sort of, I don't know, I read the biological composition of it. I guess it's what happens when the sperm whale eats stuff that they can't digest, that somehow their body turns it into this solid form, and they dispose of it. But anyways, this solid chunk of stuff that takes apparently
so they
like
cut open this
many,
whale.
Many years apparently to form in the intestines of the whale.
So what happened to them? Did they like sell it in score or did
they
get in trouble?
Yeah, they sold it for $1.5 million.
Get the fuck here. Yep. That's insane.
$1.5 million for finding a dead whale.
So it was a lot of work probably to drag it to shore and to cut open its intestines to find this.
I guess.
What's it called?
It's ambergris.
Ambergris. That sounds like something out of stupid, like a fucking, what's that movie? I can't think of it. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So sperm whales.
So if you're out anywhere and you see a dead sperm whale, you might want to, you know.
Or if you see a live sperm whale, make friends and start buying it a lot of drinks. Might puke up.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
You never know, man.
Oh, hey.
You do what you got to do sometimes.
My name's Joe. Can I buy you a drink?
Right.
Hours later at the bar, you've got your ambergris.
There you go.
I like it.
But how many drinks do you got to give a whale?
Doesn't matter. Just run a tab and then leave. Drink and dash.
That's not cool.
I've never been to one, but I guess Indian weddings are pretty big deals. Like, they last for days.
Like, yeah, like the... Like India,
Indians. Yeah, not my Indians.
No.
People from India.
Yes.
Yeah. There was this one recently where, you know, they're pretty hardcore things, as I was mentioning. And this one went on for days, even though the bride died.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Did she at least make it, like, to the altar?
She collapsed and died of a heart attack just as the ceremony kicked off last week. As she exchanged the traditional garlands with her hubby-to-be, she dropped, and she was declared dead at the scene.
They didn't even bother to try to resuscitate her, just, well, nope, done, she's dead,
might have been some efforts,
man.
I don't know. A lot of people are dying in India these days.
CPR, anybody? I mean, it's India, so like half the people there were probably doctors.
Probably, and... You know, the family probably is like, what the fuck? We just paid for this giant celebration and you
die?
So
we're going to do it, though. Yeah.
Well, yes, because the family decided that, groom, you can just marry her sister.
Oh.
And
it was that kind of wedding.
he just married the sister.
All right.
After
close enough.
His very close to being bride died in front of him. It's like, all right, you're good, fine. How insane is that?
That's weird.
Party went on for days.
And that happened like now, huh?
And this says when the wedding resumed, the dead bride's body was taken to another room.
To another room.
You have coat check here?
Good, you have corpse check?
Oh,
that's,
man.
This seems so wrong. And India's not like a cold place.
On. No, it was probably pretty gross and toasty wherever that corpse was taken. Corpse bride.
Yeah.
Tim Burton. I think that's a Tim Burton thing, right?
Yeah, that's got to be a Tim Burton one.
Yes.
I don't like Tim Burton, really.
Why?
Well, I mean, I guess he's okay. Some of his stuff's just a little too weird for me.
Weird. Yeah, he went really kind of goofy on a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Beetlejuice is a classic.
Gotta love Beetlejuice.
Yeah. I don't know if I've seen many of his other ones. I haven't seen any of those animated ones.
Wasn't it? It was just over the weekend. It was some sort of documentary you had on. And one of the guys that they interviewed reminded me of the shrunken head guy from Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck was that? It wasn't a documentary. Some show I was watching, where that dude just had the weirdest, like, shoulders and head. And
yeah, I don't know.
What was that?
I don't know. I felt bad making fun of him, but... That shrunken head guy that was in Beetlejuice, that was him.
Yeah, that's a classic scene. Tries to steal his ticket.
Yep.
Yo, is that Elvis? Hey, King! Guy looks. He gets his head drunk.
Yep.
Spoiler alert.
If you haven't seen Beetlejuice from 1983 yet.
Right.
83 was, well, I shouldn't say 80. 80s had some good movies, though.
Yeah.
And music.
All those Brat Pack movies, like the John Hughes films. Tons of good movies.
Mm-hmm.
Weird Science, Breakfast Club, 16 Candles.
I never saw 16 Candles.
What one am I missing? Oh, 16 Candles. Pretty in Pink.
Another one I never saw.
Pretty in Pink was a good movie.
From what I heard.
Very good movie. Got James Spader in it. Andrew McCarthy. Is that his name? McCarthy? The guy from Weekend at Bernie's.
Mm-hmm.
John Cryer, Molly Ringwald, all good stuff. Harry Dean Stanton is a friend.
Was he depressed?
Yeah, parts of the movie he was, actually. So way to bring up, you know, some wounds.
Hmm. Gotcha. That would explain his tears, then.
But yeah, those are good movies. You can go on like a whole Brat Pack movie marathon. Because isn't like St. Elmo's Fire kind of considered in that vein, too?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a different type of movie, but Weird Science is fucking hilarious.
That was classic. An incredible movie.
Anthony Michael Hall and the kid that played Wyatt that nobody ever heard from again.
And who was his brother?
Bill Paxton.
Yes.
Chet. You're stewed, buttwad. Classic. There's going to be a limited series on Peacock, which we don't have, at least not yet. And it's something, it's like a kind of true life, but it's not like a documentary. It's about true stuff that the world needed to hear about and to explore more of. And its title is Joe Exotic.
Oh, for the frickin' love of God.
Who the fuck cares about these people? It was bad enough that we all got duped into watching Tiger King during a fucking pandemic.
Right? How did that happen?
I don't know. I was like, did you see Tiger King? Gotta see Tiger King. Watch Tiger King. So we watched it.
Yeah.
It was like, it was fine. It was a spectacle. It didn't. Yeah. It requires zero follow-up.
It's absolutely. It's dead. It should be dead.
Right.
Now,
it's like
yes.
You go to your doctor and he says, everything looks good. And you're like, yep. Do I need any follow-up? You're like, nope.
Nope.
That is how this is.
Yep.
We do not need to know more about the life of Joe Exotic or that fucking weird dude that had like seven wives and Carol Baskin who clearly killed her husband.
Yeah, well.
I don't know, but I had a really funny post about that when it happened. Not when her husband got killed. That was kind of weird transition into that. But do you remember the big, almost as big, but pretty popular Netflix thing that was on before Tiger King that we also watched?
No, you would have to tell me. I don't remember.
Don't Fuck with Cats.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
so that came out, everybody watched that, then Tiger King came out, and I said, boy man, season 2 of Don't Fuck with Cats took a really weird turn.
Oh jeez.
It was great. I don't know why they were so focused on felines for a time there, but
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's always something.
They were both interesting series, though, in their own unique ways. But
I could do it. Wait, what's that? Doodly 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 doodly
doodly doodly doodly doodly. Please, please,
please, please, please.
Yay.
Doodly 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 doodly.
Everybody's favorite, most consistent segment of this show.
Because it's the extra most bestest.
Yeah, we haven't done Stephen Hawking loogies in a while either,
thank God.
So we'll have to get back to that.
So, moving on. Today's post is not necessarily a Facebook Marketplace post. It is, however, from Facebook, but it is from one of the selling groups, right?
Oh,
that
okay.
are out there, right?
Yeah. It counts.
So, close enough.
Somebody's selling shit on Facebook.
Somebody's selling shit on Facebook.
Yeah.
Which gets interesting. But this one, it just, I actually had to read it twice because it kind of got me. It says, my fiance passed away this last week.
Were they Indian?
Maybe. It says, and he used to do flea markets. So, I need to get rid of this stuff if anyone is interested. Also, I have a storage unit with items. She waited a whole frickin' week before she started pawning his shit.
Wow. He's a flea market guy. He's definitely Indian, all right?
Oh, my God. I
Holy shit.
But, I mean, the replies were just hysterical. The comments on it were, sorry for your loss. Is the leaf blower still available?
Oh, that's so sad. Are those baseball cards still there? Holy fuck. They were really close when they were alive, apparently. I mean, it's...
Now, they were fiancés.
Fiancéed. I think that's a verb, right? We're fiancéed?
I've never heard of that before.
I think it is.
So just now.
Yeah. It's true. Just because I'm a master of the English language
no.
and you don't know, a simple word like fiancéed.
That you just made up?
I did not make that up. You can look it up and then follow up and then suck it up. Because I took it up a notch.
Are you done? Because you need to give it up.
Give it up. Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. Yeah. Oh, can I tell you what I hate?
Bug bites.
Yep.
Because you were scratching your leg vigorously.
Oh my God.
Well, we had a get together just last night.
Yes, we had a birthday celebration outside. And
I even got some bug bites, which
I sprayed the yard guard stuff all over, and I actually applied the cutter mosquito spray on me.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I still got one or two.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple on my hand, but that's it.
It's awful.
It's
like I can't even leave the house, like, past 6 o'clock.
Yeah, unless you're wearing, like, long sleeves and covering up your whole body like a beekeeper.
Right. Which is ridiculous in the middle of, you know, July.
Yeah. It's going to get more ridiculous as it gets hotter.
Yep.
There is a celebrity death update.
Give it to me.
Gavin McLeod is dead.
Gavin McLeod.
Did, you don't know who he is. How dare
isn't he
you?
He's the golfing guy from Happy Gilmore.
Get out. That Shooter McGavin.
Oh, close.
Gavin McLeod was the captain on the Love Boat, you fool. Oh. Jesus. Why would I use a character's name of a movie and say they're dead? Oh, you mean that Shooter McGavin guy? Yeah, he's dead. I don't know his real name, but that guy's dead. No, Gavin McLeod of Love Boat fame. And I think he was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, too, potentially.
In my defense...
Captain Merrill Stubing.
Captain Merrill, that was like the early 80s Love Boat. End of the 70s.
What do you mean?
He
was always the captain.
Yeah, well, I mean when the Love Boat was out, it was 80-ish, actually.
Yeah.
I was little, super little. I don't remember that much about that show.
A year and a half older than you. I know it.
Well, apparently you watched much more television back then.
You guys probably didn't own a TV.
It had a dial.
Yeah.
We had 3 or 4 channels.
We had that for quite a while, yeah. Then we moved it. When we moved to Orchard Park, is the first time we got cable. And it was that old remote. It was wired. And there were, like, I don't know, let's say 25 click buttons across left to right. And then there were 3 rows of those. And then on the very left of each of those rows was a toggle switch where you could be on the top row, the middle row, or the bottom row. And that's how you would pick your channel. So if you knew you wanted to be on channel like 33, you'd put on the middle row and go to the 33 number and do it that way. That was the first cable remote.
Okay. I didn't have
it was very exciting
until I grew up and moved out on my own.
Yeah. Like, I remember, I know we've talked about stuff like this before. I don't even know if on the podcast, but between ourselves, that like that early 80s MTV stuff, like when they did like video premieres and shit like that, I didn't have it. I had to wait for Saturday Night Videos or whatever
it was called.
Friday Night Videos.
Me and my brother used to stay up late, watch Friday Night Videos.
Yeah. I'm sorry. The benefit of watching the premieres. Dude, there was some woman in Minnesota who was, I'm just going to kind of say this, that she was in somebody else's car. Okay, they walked up to the car and like, who's this bitch? Right, in the car.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So she was an unwelcome visitor in someone else's car.
Correct.
Okay.
She was also completely naked.
That's kind of creepy. A little off-putting.
She was masturbating.
That's even worse.
So, you imagine walking up to your car and see some chick just fucking going to town?
Wait, what is wrong with you? Where do you even find these weird articles?
In the news.
I think you're making this up.
Oh, my God. I can show you the article because it's completely true.
I'd burn the car.
Here you go. Completely naked Minnesota woman, 35, arrested for masturbating in someone else's parked car. Refusing to stop, by the way. It's like, I'm almost there. Yeah. So
you're not allowed to talk about news articles anymore. She faces numerous
misdemeanor charges after she was found completely naked and digitally penetrating herself on in an SUV that didn't belong to her. Not made up. Minnesota fucking rocks, dude. We should go there.
You go ahead.
Just walk around creepy hoping to people. See some chick flicking the bean in a car. Oh my God!
What are you trying to make this into?
This is no different than it's been since the beginning. We'd always talk
with me shaking my head, going, "Good Lord!"
Yeah, like ugh, I get it.
Ow!
Are you okay?
Yeah, I guess.
Got anything else exciting to talk about? No.
I got a Hank update.
What's the Hank update?
He's freaking ginormous.
He's quite
It's kind of like having a little miniature pony in the house at this point.
Still has about 9-10 months to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Nine, because he's 9 months old. That's what they say. I say about 18 months. So, but yeah, we were. This was actually recorded in front of a live audience this evening. We had 3 dogs and a cat.
What? 1 point?
2 cats. 2 cats. That's right.
In.
Yeah.
They've,
OJ
they've
came
been
up too.
Milling about in and out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Record in front of a live, our first live podcast recording with an audience. That was, I like it. That's
maybe we'll do that.
That's a milestone
this summer.
What are we gonna do? We could have a get together outdoors, like we had last year, and do a podcast recording.
I feel like that would get way out of hand.
It would be incredible, potentially. I don't know. Last thing I want to talk about real quick is this. It's coming up this Saturday, right? The Floyd Mayweather-Logan Paul fight.
You mean the Logan Paul decimation?
Yeah, he's a big dude, and him and his brother Jake have trained on boxing, and Jake just knocked out Ben Askren, right? He fought a former MMA guy, dropped him within like a minute and a half, whatever it was. But Floyd Mayweather, even though he's 44 years old, is considered like one
he's
of the
legendary.
Goats of boxing.
Yeah.
Like he's 50-0. How do you and known mm-hmm. for being incredibly elusive, tough to hit, and knows where to pick his spots to start pummeling you. This is Logan Paul's going to get his ass kicked. It's going to be fucking funny to watch. I wish I could watch it, actually. I'm not going to pay for it, but it's going to be hilarious to watch this fucking dumb kid with his stupid fucking hair. I don't know who thinks that's a good hairstyle. Have you ever seen the kid? He's got the dumbest looking hair all the time. But nevertheless, he's going to get destroyed because he decided to challenge one of the, like, what, top 5 best boxers ever in history?
Yeah, but
but they're all getting paid.
I was going to say, even if he gets absolutely pummeled and knocked out, it doesn't matter. He's
right.
still getting,
you
he's
do a
making
claim to
bank.
You do a claim to fame of, I lasted 3 rounds with Floyd Mayweather, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I guess
what's the matter?
Doing,
they still get the gazillion dollars.
It's so weird, like the rules of this. I think it was it 8 3-minute rounds, 6 3-minute rounds, something like that. Wearing whatever size gloves. There's no headgear, but there's no like winner or loser. There's no winner or judges. That's what it is. So there's nobody judging it. So you can't end a round to go, Floyd Mayweather won that round.
So
10-9.
The only way technically you're going to win
is
if
by,
you knock the other guy out.
Yeah. Otherwise it's just a draw.
Otherwise it's a draw. Yeah.
Yeah. So Floyd Mayweather, and he was talking
he's gonna be
some shit.
The
he's
mat.
Like, he goes, I don't need my A game, my B game, my C game, nothing. He goes, I'm going to use my Z game. I'll be able to kick his ass. Yeah, so that'll be fun to watch. I would like to actually watch it. Maybe we'll have to see how much that is.
Sure.
All right, we're done.
Probably be cheaper to go out somewhere, find some place that's on, and go there and watch it.
Even better. Do it. All right, we're done. Until next week.
Yeah?
We are.
All right.
I love you a lot.
I know.
Thanks for doing this dumb thing with me.
Yeah, anytime, man.
Once a week.
I'm always here
That's
for
all
you.
I ask for.
All right.
I don't have a lot of demands. I love you.
All right.